kachoto, and afterwards he comes and does the chet, after he was removed. You're telling me the end of the Mishnah says that maybe par, the Kohen Gadol still brings a par. If so, what do I need the ratio for? Choto, if he did the chet when he was a Kohen Gadol, and then he was removed from his position, do you have to tell me that he still brings the par? Like once I have the safe of the Mishnah, the Chorab Shita, the ratio of the Mishnah. So what do I need the ratio of the Mishnah for? Madach a Kohen Gadol when he was removed, and then he does the chet, so pshit if he did the chet when he was a Kohen Gadol. So Mara says true, but the Lashon, our Lashon is, Mishum de Katoni Gabi Nasi, because the Mishnah has to say the difference about a king, about a Nasi. Tichiova minisi Yusai, because when a Melech, if he is first removed, Viyacha kachoto, and then he first does the chet, after he's removed, Kehedyit, he has a loch like a Hedyit. So since there's a difference between a Melech and a Kohen Gadol, that's why it says it in two cases. That's our Girsa. Rashi has a little difference of Girsa. Rashi just says, Kamash vil nishtach rin etzrich l'meim adachoto. Yeah. L'kashim shemetoni gavi nosi, kiyova migdulosoi, v'yacha kachoto. Ki hediyet maisi, so sardach aminoch, ki choto, v'yacha kach ovor, naisi nami ki hediyet. As real, the question is, so what do I need the ratio and the Mishnah altogether for? Only say the Sefer. Just say the Sefer, the chil between a melech and a Kohen Gadol. So the Chiddush is, because once it says by a melech, that if he does the chet after he's removed, he's kehedyet, so I have to have the ratio to tell me the Chiddush, that by melech, if he does the chet when he's a melech, and then he's removed, that he brings a korban al the melech. Because I would have thought to say that you see in the Sefer, when the chet is done, when he's removed, he's kehedyet, so maybe even if he did the chet when he was a melech, but then he was removed, he should also be kehedyet. So I need the ratio to teach me no. So the chedushim of the Mishnah is by the melech, that when the melech did the chet when he was a melech, and then removed, he still brings a korban like a melech. But if he did the chet after he was removed, then he has a locha like a hedyet. So since it says two cases by the melech, it says already two cases by the Kohen Gadol. Now, yeah. Tonin the Gabi Nosi Mashiach here. Now, Minoa Nemili, how do we know these Yisoidis? Minoa Nemili, the Tana Rabbonin, we learned like this, the Brisa says, the Pasuk says, V'hikriv al chatosoi, melamed shemevi chatosoi mishovar. It's talking about a Kohen Gadol, it says, V'hikriv al chatosoi, mashmon the chet that he did even before, or he does later. Any chet that a Kohen Gadol does, he has to bring a par. So that's Hikriv al Chatosim, Lamed Shemevi Chatosoi Mishovar. Sheyochus, otherwise I would have thought, without the Pasuk, I would have thought to say, Valoy Dinu, it's a swirl like this. Uma Nosi, Maduch the Melech, Shemevi Bishigas Maisa. A Melech, when he does an Avera, Stam Bishoigig, he made a mistake, he thought this Chalev was Shumin, without a Psak Halacha. Stam he goes to eat Chalev, because he thinks that Shumin, so he brings the korban shemevi b'shigugas ma'is alone. Still ain mevi chatos mishovar. That once he was removed, if the king now does a chet, he does not bring a special korban. He's only like a hedyit. If so, Moshiach, a Kohen Gadol for sure should be like this. Shein mevi b'shigugas ma'isa. Normally, if he made a mistake and ate chelu because he thought it was shumin, he's potter from the korban. Elo al helem davar im shigas maisa. A Kohen Gadol has a special halacha that he has to first paskin wrong. There has to be a psak halacha that he made a helem davar, and then he actually eats the chaylev. That's when he's chayiv. So you see, there's more chumradik halachas by Kohen Gadol lekol shekain. Isn't it for sure for svara in svara that if the Kohen Gadol was removed and then he does the chet, that he should be potter from a korban, or at least not like a Kohen Gadol, only like a hedyit? Therefore, Talmud Leim, I need this pasuk that teaches me and says, "V'hikriv al chatosoi, mash v'eni chet that he does or that he did." Melam, it comes teaches this pasuk, "Shemevi al chatosoi mishovar." That a Kohen Gadol, even after he's removed, still he has to bring a special power. He brings his chet for even mishovar. So that's what the pasuk teaches us. Now the Gemara is, once I have the Pasuk by a Kohen Gadol, v'naisi nami nosi mikal v'choymer, I should learn out a melech from a Kohen Gadol with a kal v'choymer. Ma Moshiach, ma, just like by the Kohen Gadol, shein mei v'bishigas maisa, he does not bring a korban if he just made a mistake. He has to have a psak halacha first. Still, maybe chatis mishavar, even after he was removed from a kohen gadol, if he does the chet first, then he still has to bring a special korban par. He still have a kal v'chayma. Nosi the melech, shemei v'chatos b'shigas maisa, a melech brings the korban just with a shaygig alone, without a psak halacha. Stam, the melech made a mistake and thought that this chaylev was shumin, so the locha is his chayv a korban. If so, ainut, so you see it's more kal, it's easier for a melech to bring a korban. If so, ainut din, isn't it a svaro, shemevi chatosai mishovar, that even after the melech was removed, still he has his special halacha, that he has to bring a soyer, the bedavka soyer. Talmud Lema, this the pasuk says, asher nosi yechetu. Mashm is special pasuk asher nosi, when he was a melech he did the chet. So he dashen kishu nosi in, only if he does the chet when he's a melech, does he have a special korban. But kishu hedyet loy, but if he does the chet after he was removed and now he's really a hedyet, he does not have the special korban of a soyer. So that's these two psukim, that only a kohen gadol still has his chiyuv of a par, and not a nosi. By the melech, the pasuk says, asher nosi yecheter, only if he's a king at the time when he does the chet. Now the Mishnah says, choto ad shelo nisman. What about the opposite way? Let's say the regular kohen or regular person did a chet, v'yachakach nismanu, and then either he became a kohen gadol or else he became a melech. Sarei elo kedyotis. They're like a hedyot, that since at the time when they did the chet, they were not appointed yet, so their korban is like a regular korban, a kisva or a sira. Rabbi Shimon says, im noida lohem, ad shelo nismanu, chayovim. True, if they know that they did the chet before they were appointed, so comes out both they did the chet and they had a yediyah. They knew now that they did the chet before they were appointed. So pshita the chayiv a korban like a regular hedyot. But what's going to be umishen nismanu? Let's say they first found out that they did the chet after they were appointed. This kohen did the chet before he was appointed a kohen gadol, but he did not realize it till after he was appointed. So Bishimin says pturim. Is that part of the korban? Because according to Rabbi Shimon, you have to have the chet and the yediyah at the same position. Like you have to do the chet and the yediyah when you're a hedyot. Here, if you did the chet when you're a hedyot, and the yediyah was when you were a kohen gadol or a melech, you're part of the korban. Now, Ezeo Nosi, who is the Nosi? Ze melech. Here the Mishnah says clearly, the Nosi is the king. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Mikol mitzvas Hashem alekov, about the Nosi, and with Arshin, Shein agabov elo Hashem alekov. The only higher position than the Nosi is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means he has the highest position in Klal Yisrael, which Bizman, there was the Melech, that was the Melech. Bizman, there's no Melech. The Nosi is also the president, the highest position in Klal Yisrael, that's the Nosi. Now, Minohani Mili, how do we know this Yisoid, that if he does the Chet beforehand, that they have a Loch like a Hedyot? Rabbonin, im ha-koyin ha-moshiach yechato li-ashmas so prat l-koydmis, that not if he did a chet before, mashmim ha-koyin, if the koyin gadol does the chet. Rashi says, chota b'mshichusai hude may be par, only if he did the chet when he's a koyin gadol, but not if he did the chet before. Was really v'aloi dinu, it's a svaro. By him it's more kal, it's more easy to bring a korban. He brings it by regular shigas maisa. Still, ain mevi ala koidemes, we'll soon see why. But a king does not bring a chet, his sawyer, for the chet he did before when he was a hedyot. If so, Moshiach, the kohen gadol, shein mevi ala elam dover, im shigas maisa. He's more chomer, he only brings a korban if there was first a wrong psak, he passed it wrong, and then he did the action. If so, ainu din shiobi al akademis, isn't it a svar out of posik that a kohen gadol should not have to bring a special par if he did the chet before he was a kohen gadol? So what do I need a posik for? So Mora says no. Lo yim omarta, not if I said Binosi, maybe by a king it's special. Shekenein, maybe chatosoi mishaveros. Like the Mishnah before. If the king, when he's removed, and then he does the chet, he does not bring the special korban. Tayyama be Mashiach, Mashenken by a kohen gadol we had before. Shemevi chatosi mishavar. That even after he's removed from being a kohen gadol, still he brings a special korban par. It's maybe hoyul maybe chatosi mishavar. Since he has a special korban even after he's removed, maybe before also, yovi al akademis, maybe if he did a chet before he was appointed, and now he's appointed the kohen gadol, maybe he should bring now the way he is now. On this Talmud I need a pot. Teach me no. It says Hamashiach. That means Chtikeshu Mashiach, maybe. Only if he did the chet when he was already a kohen gadol. But Keshu Hedyit, maybe. If Shasi did the chet, was only a Hedyit, then he does not bring the carbon power. V'tanya nam, we learned the same type of a drosha, tanya nam migavi nosi, by the melech, kai gavna. And the posik says, asher nosi yecheter, prat l'koidmus, that not if the king did an avera before he was appointed. Because really, I don't need this posik. Haloi dinu really should be a svaro. Umam Moshiach, learn it out from a kohen gadol. Umam Moshiach, shemei v'chatosi mishavar. Even after he's removed, the kohen gadol brings a special power, still we just had the posik. That any maybe alakoidmis that it says asher im akoyin hamashiach yecheter only if he's a kohen gadol and not for the chet he did before. If so, nosi the melech shein maybe chatosi mishavar. A melech does not bring a chet when he's removed. Ain adin isn't for sure svar without a posig shlo yovi alakoidmis. He should not bring a special soyer for the chet that he does before he was appointed. Samar says no. Mala Mashiach, you know why Kohen Gadol is different? Shekeinein, maybe because Maisa, maybe because he does not bring for Shkog alone. He has to have always a Helim Dover. So therefore, it's a Chumrah that a Chet he did before he spot him. But the Yama Ben Nosi, maybe Melech is different. Shemaybe Bishikas Maisa, that a Melech brings just for Shkog alone, without a Psak, Hoyulu maybe Bishikas Maisa. Yobi Elakoidma, since he brings for Shigas Maisa alone. Maybe also we could bring on Averi did before he was appointed. Talmud Lema, this apostle says no. Hashem Nosi Yecheter, Shechoto Vareyu Nosi. It has to be that he did the Chet when he was a king already. But Veloy Shechoto Yedeu Hedyet. Now that Pashas he did the Chet, he was a Hedyet, and he's appointed later, even though he has the Yedea later, still he's Pato from a carbon. Tana Rabban, the Pasuk says, Asher Nosi Yecheter. So Chutz Mashma, that the Nasi should and will do a chet. And the Torah is telling you, for sure a Nasi will do a chet. So Yochul Gzer, I would have thought it's like a Gzer as a Kosev, that the Nasi, the Melech, has to do a chet. And that's a Shver, why should I say this? Talmud Lema, no, it says another Pasuk, Ima Kohen HaMashiach Yecheter, if the Kohen Gadol does a chet. So Ma'ala Halon, Likisha Yecheter, just means if he does the chet. Not that there's a mitzvah, he has to do the chet. Is Afkan here also by Nosi, by the Melech, Likisha Yechta. Just means to say, if he does the chet, he has to bring a korban. But not that like there's a mitzvah for him to do the chet. We'll soon see, it's not so far off. Omamar, what we just say, Yochu Gzeira, I would have thought to say it's a Gzeira, that the Melech has to do a chet. Gzeira, the Hechet Tesei, what's the happen meaning? Why should I think that? Ayin, yes. Ashkechon, we found, the Pasuk says, Vinosati neged tzaras bebeis Eretz HaChazaskim, that I'm going to put a neged tzaras in your houses in Eretz Yisrael. So b'shuri lehem, you should know this is news for them, she negoyim boim aleim, that they're going to have negoyim, divrei Rebbe Yehuda. And the Pasuk is telling you what's going to be, that they're going to do chatoyim, and they're going to have negoyim. Rebbe Shimon Oimer, no, the Pasuk means to say, prat l'nigay oinsim. It's a drosha here, that when is there tumas nega in the house, if the nega comes by itself, but not by an oinus. We'll soon see what an oinus means. Not prat l'oinsim. Rashi says it means, shimbo negoyim adei nefich ha-shade, d'loy mitamei. If some shade comes in the house, a demon comes there, and makes marks on the walls, that has no tumas negoyim. Samur says, lav, yes, so lav am Rabbi Yehuda b'shura, it's in Rabbi Yehuda b'sura, that this is the Torah teaching you, telling us what's going to happen, that there will be negoyim in your houses. So maybe Hochinami Yemakzeri, like the Torah is telling us, you should know, is going to be that the Nasi is going to do a chet. Therefore, I need this Jerusha to say no. Ksiv, it says, im, by a Kohen Gadol. So just like by a Kohen Gadol just means if, here also by a Nasi means if. Now the Gemara is going to have Shimin. Nigei Yoinsin, Miloi Metam, is it true what he's saying, that by Nigei Yoinsin there's no Tumah? I have what Tanya we learned. Odom Kiyya, it says Odom has a Nega in his body. So Minadi Bovielch, that Ilchus Negoim only apply after Matan Torah and not before. Baloi Dinu, really it's a Svaro. Tome Bizav, a Tome Benegoim. There's Tumah Zav upon a person and Tumah Negoim. Ma Zav Minadi Bovielch. Just like Tumah Zav only applies after Nesinas HaTorah, if a person was Tomei before, he would not be Tomei afterwards. Is after Negoyim, the same thing, the parasha of Negoyim, Min Adibu V'Elech is only after Nesinas HaTorah. So what do we need a pasuk for? No, Loyim Amarta B'Zav Shekeinein Metama B'Yonis. A Zav, he's not Tomei B'Yonis. If he eats too much food or he jumps, and then he sees Zav, there's no Tumah Zav by a man. Tiyoma b'negoyim, ashenkim by negoyim that you have in your house, on your body, shemetamim b'yoynis. Even though it comes b'yoynis, even though you scratch yourself, and it comes b'yoynis, still it has tumah. So tamalem, therefore need the posik, odom kiyya, there we dash in the menadibu v'yelach, that this parasha only applies after the sinas HaTorah. But akoponim, you see there's tumas negoyim, even b'yoynis. Sumara says, rov omar, Rava says that the Vidashim before Pratlim Nigei Oinsim means Pratlim Nigei Ruchos. It just means if a Ruach, if a shade comes and makes a Nega, then there's no Tumah. But even if it happens, by the person, let's say he just scratches himself or he hits himself, and because of that the Nega comes, he will have Tumah. It's only a Ptur of Ruchos.
Why don't we say that this was really a person?
Yeah. We have Papu Rama Pratlim Nigei. It only means that what he meant to say before was, if a kshofim, through a kishuf, if that's the way you make a nega, then it has no tumah. But even b'yonis, it has tumah. Tana Rabbanu, the pasuk says, asher nosi yechetel, prat l'choyla, not if he's sick. Mashma, if the king is sick, he's not called the king anymore. Zmar says, why? Mishum dehevi l'choyla, itchilei minisiyusa, just because the king became sick, is that a reason he's not a king anymore? So what if he's sick? If he does the chet now, still he should have to bring the korban asayir. Amar Rav Avdimi bar Choma prat l'nosish and etzara. It means to say lafuke if the king becomes a mitzayra. If he becomes a mitzayra, he has tzaras on him. And that's afkor. Then he's removed from being a king. Shneim the pasuk says vayinaga Hashem es hamelech vayihi mitzayra ad yoy moysay vayeshu bebeis hachoshes. He sat in the free house. Vayoysam ben hamelech. He was over the house. Now me to come and base a chopshis. He sat now in the freedom. So mechlal it's mashma diad ashta eved hevi. He was an eved.
That up until now he was a melech, and like we'll soon see the next case, a melech is considered like an eved. When you have a shorora, you're an eved. So it means now he became freed. So now that he became a mitzayra, he is no more melech. The Mor says kihod Rabbi Shmuel at the smaitzer with the hog dog Gamliel for Rabbi Yeshua.
The Azli Bisvinta, they're both traveling in the ship. Bahadi the Rabbi Gamliel. It's Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Gamliel were traveling in the ship. Now, with Rabbi Gamliel, Heve Pita. He had some bread with him. And Bahadi Rabbi Yeshua, Heve Pita the Sultan. He had bread and flour. Now, Sholem Pita the Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel finished his bread. So, what is he going to eat now? So, Somach and Rabbi Shua had a 50 pound bag of flour. So, Somach Asulta to Rabbi Shua. He said, please give me 5 pounds of flour. And he baked himself some bread. So Amalei, so Yeshua said, "Mi hevi yadas, hevi lon, akuba kolihai." Like, how come you're so smart to know to bring flour that you know will be here so long? This is a sulta. Amalei, he said, Yeshua said back, "Listen, koichav echo. There's one star in the skies, a star that l'shivim shonayla. It comes up once in 70 years. Umisoyel alasvin alasvanim." And it makes the svinas, it makes the shipmen lose their position. They don't know how to travel. So that's what happened here also. That the star came up, and the people traveling, the shipmen, lost his directions. And that's why we're here so long.
Did you first hear Alex comment? Okay, once in 70 years,
Okay. So he says that's why I knew it took to take extra food. Omalei, so the Gamliel said back to Yeshua, Kol kach biyotcho, you're so smart, you know all this, piyata oyla v'svino, and you have to go on the ship, and Rashi explains, what are they going on the ship for? To do business. He had to go to sell things, he went on the ship. Like, what are you doing on the ship? You should be back learning Torah. It's interesting, why up this mice? I mean, he was a god lad, he was a god anyway without this. But through this chokhme, he asked him, what are you doing here? Omalei said, listen, Achata Temalai, before you wonder about me, Temal Shnei Talmidim, Sheesh Tuchobi Abosho. Listen, you, Rav Gamliel, you have two Talmidim back home. And the names are Reb Lezer Chasmo, Reb Yechlin Ben Gudgodo, She Yoidim Leshar, they're so smart, they know how to calculate, Kamo Tipois Yesh Biyam, how many drops of water there are in the ocean. They can tell you. And Vien Lem Pas Lecha, they don't have any bread to eat, for they're big Luvash, they're very poor. They don't have clothing to wear. Take care of them. So Nos and Daitoi Liashiv and Brush. So when Gamliel came back, he had in mind now to make them to raise their position, that they should be taken care of. They won't have to worry about money. So Liashiv and Brush. So Kishola, when Gamliel came back, Sholachlem, he called for these two Tamidim. Vlebo, first they didn't want to come. They knew what was happening. They didn't want to become appointed. They didn't want to have positions. Chazav Shol, he sent the second time of war, then they Omalek Gamliel said to them, Kim Dumim Atem Sheshrorani Nois Lechem, like you think I want to appoint you to give you Shror to make you a Godol, that's why you're running away from Shror, you're running away from this Yishno Avdusani Nois Lechem, no, I'm giving you work, I'm making you an edge.
But the post-exception, Emma,